More than 70,000 Wyomingites face problems with food insecurity, and it's a problem many communities are trying to tackle. Now, Wyoming's First Lady Jenny Gordon has announced her new Wyoming Hunger Initiative that's focused on addressing this issue. Wyoming Public Radio's Catherine Wheeler visited the food charity that got Gordon interested.
Wednesday mornings at the food group in Sheridan are usually busy. Volunteers are separating mountains of food into small piles on tables and rolling carts. More volunteers will pack the food group's weekend food bags, the cornerstone of the organization's work. Carrie McMeans is the food group's executive director.
You might see something such as a bag of pasta, a can of spaghetti meat sauce, some sort of canned vegetables, a bread, could be a tortilla or loaf bread, a breakfast item, granola bars or a cereal box, and two pieces of fresh fruit.
Those food bags are delivered to schools, and students take them home on Fridays. They are meant to help them get through the weekend with breakfast, lunch, dinner, and snacks. That way, kids come back to school on Monday focused. McMean says hunger affects students' ability to learn, a part of something called toxic stress.
When a child comes to school and they're thinking about their next meal or that they didn't have breakfast, the world stops for them. And that's what we say is that barrier. We can't reach them in the way that we need to help them grow until we feed them.
Sheridan's food group started in 2010 after community members heard stories about local school children not having enough food at home. Aaron Waddell, chair of the food group's board, says they met at a local coffee shop and decided they were going to do something about it.
We started with only 40 kids, all at Coffeen Elementary, which is our neediest school in this district, and that's where it began. We didn't have any money. We were using the food bank of the Rockies. We got the same foods all the time from them. It was whatever they had.
Over time, the food group became its own nonprofit. It got more donations, expanded throughout the county, and created new programs. The group decided to invest in purchasing their own high-quality food for the kids. McMean says they are serving more than ever before.
Our metrics are difficult because we are anonymous. The need right now we serve for weekend food bags is about 420 children per week during the school year.
McMean says there are teen pantries for middle school and high school students, and they've retrofitted newspaper boxes that the food group has placed throughout the county. Those are filled with food and hygiene products that are available anytime.
So totally, you know, we're serving at least 500 plus children in Sheridan County per week.
Waddell says initially the biggest challenge was getting people to realize that this is a big issue locally. According to the Wyoming Department of Education, around 31% of students in Sheridan County schools qualify for free and reduced lunch.
In the beginning, we had a huge amount of resistance. People would say, no way do we have that kind of poverty here. And this is a bootstrap state, so go ahead and just pull up your bootstraps. Poverty is super complicated. It's not just about pulling up your bootstraps.
First Lady Jenny Gordon first heard about Sheridan's food insecurity issues after running into Waddell at the grocery store as she was buying food for the weekend bags. She thought a lot about the issue, and this October, Gordon announced the Wyoming Hunger Initiative. It's an issue she's been studying across the state, getting to know charities and groups that are fighting food insecurity in their communities. But for her, this initiative isn't about starting something new.
What I hope to do is really just make people aware of all of the organizations in their communities that are doing the good work. So rather than reinventing the wheel, I would just really like to spotlight those organizations, make people aware of what's going on.
According to No Kid Hungry, 1 in 6 children in Wyoming struggles with hunger. Gordon says her microphone as the state's first lady lends to the mission to stop childhood hunger in Wyoming. Her position also allows Gordon to raise money through the Governor's Residence Foundation that supports her initiative.
So we're going to, with the board, the foundation board that we've assembled, we're going to work on trying to make a grant process so that organizations who either want to start something or want to maybe build up or make their programs bigger can receive grants that will be associated with fixing this food insecurity that we have in our state.
Gordon says while the initiative is still getting started, she's focused on educating the public on the issue and making information about resources easily accessible for those who need it and for those interested in helping. And recently, Gordon's initiative and the Wyoming Department of Education received a $50,000 grant from No Kid Hungry to work on instituting a school breakfast program in classrooms throughout the state. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Catherine Wheeler in Sheridan.
Have a good day.